FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has urged the World Trade Organization to ensure global trade rules promote fair development. He's delivered a message on the organization's 30th anniversary. He says current rules limit progress for developing nations, locking them into low-value production and exposing them to economic shocks.
South Africa reaffirms its support for the reform initiative that is being spearheaded by the Director General of the WTO. We must redouble our efforts to ensure that trade supports development. WTO rules must facilitate structural transformation that integrates developing countries into the global trade.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says they've opened over 1,600 vacancies in the public health sector. He says it's in response to the outcry over a lack of jobs for medical professionals in the country.
The council has approved advertisement of 1,200 jobs for doctors, 200 nurses and 250 other healthcare professionals.
He says up until now, the department's hands had been tied, but that the budget tabled last month has allowed them to open the recruitment process. Capetonians are apparently willing to pay up to 10% more on their water bills to use seawater to flush their toilets, as long as it doesn't smell or stain them. This is according to a study conducted by the University of Cape Town. But researchers say flushing with seawater has its drawbacks, as it would require a duplicate network to be set up, with one for the drinking water supply and the other for the flushing supply. A 64-year-old man wanted for his alleged role in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks has landed in New Delhi after his extradition from the US. India accuses Tahawur Hussain Rana of being a member of the Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba group said to have helped to plot the siege. It believes he helped his long-term friend David Coleman Hidley. Hidley admitted to aiding LET militants, including by scouting target locations in Mumbai. He was sentenced in 2013 to 35 years in prison by a US court. While it's believed Rana played a smaller role, India maintains he's one of the key plotters. He denies the charges. And finally, Japan's famed cherry trees are getting old, but a new AI tool could help preserve them for future generations. The delicate pink and white flower blossoms mark the start of spring, but many of the trees are reaching 70 to 80 years old, well beyond their prime blooming age. It means increasing costs to tend to the trees and maintain flowering spots that droves of locals and visitors flock to during sakura season. To help authorities identify ailing specimens, brewing giant Kirin has developed a tool called Sakura AI Camera. It tells users the condition and the age of the trees based on photos that they take with their smartphones and upload to a website. Durban and Richards Bay 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 21. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.